Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and on the program today, Barbara Doherty. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey.
She's the Director of Lincoln Commission on Children and Families, and Elise Jordan.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here. You've been in the news a lot lately, Elise. She's a third-year AmeriCorps Vista with the commission. We're going to touch on Project Homeless Connect, and I was thinking we've got some background we want to give our listeners, but really, an important thing right now is volunteers. Project Homeless Connect is going to need volunteers.
This is our fifth year of Project Homeless Connect, and in the Newport area. It's held on October 6th this year, mm-hmm. which is a Thursday. Going to be at the Nazarene Church. And the whole basis of this program, and I know we're going to go more into just what Project Homeless Connect is, but it is all centers around volunteers. And that's mm-hmm. one of the reasons we're here today, is to put that call out that we need people in the community to come and volunteer, give us a little bit of their time, and even more than that, just spend some time, one-to-one time, with those people in our community who need our help, and help them through the day, and spend time with them, have lunch, and really learn their story so you can open your heart to them.
If you're listening to the program and want to get a jump on what we're discussing, you can go and find links to information about Project Homeless Connect through the county homepage or through this Lincoln Commission on Children and Families section of the county website. Also, www.homelessinlincolncounty.org will also get you there. So if you're looking for those support materials, they're online, and even RSVP of LincolnCounty.org will get you right to those contact numbers you need, and a volunteer application, which is really the most basic requirement for volunteering.
Absolutely. And this year we have a TLC Credit Union has joined us as a partner. We have a lot of partners in the community. But they have volunteer applications at their office. You can fill them out right there and leave them, and they'll get them to RSVP, who is managing all the volunteer coordination.
Barb, we're going to talk about Elise and talk to you, Elise. And I think I had Jennifer on the program recently, who's what we would call your right-hand woman.
Absolutely.
and two primary staff members of our local Commission on Children and Families. Can you talk about the mission of the commission and how you incubate or kind of set plans in action?
Yeah.
So people understand, because really it was the genesis for Project Homeless Connect locally came out of the commission.
Absolutely, it did. And I'm a visual person, and so several years ago when we sat with the commission, what the commission is, there are 36 commissions in the state of Oregon, and so we're funded by state and federal dollars, and also a lot of grant funding is what we bring in to be able to do the projects we do. And being visual, we sat down several years ago and came up with what would it look like in a picture? And the committee came up with several people with their arms around each other in a circle. Mm-hmm. And what we visioned in the middle of that circle were the issues going on in this community that we felt that we had the need to address and also the capacity to address. And so that kind of gives you a picture. And so what we do is we look at data, we have a lot of meetings, mm-hmm. talk to a lot of people, find out what it is that the commission should be working on. We write a plan, and out of that plan, and also out of the 10-year plan to end homelessness, came this project. And it was modeled after a program in San Francisco that the mayor of San Francisco started 10-12 years ago mm-hmm. now, and where it was where we could reduce the barriers that those living homeless or those at the risk of being homeless encounter trying to receive services. And so we pulled a group together. We do everything by committees and groups and lots of volunteers. And we put this program together where under one roof, the Nazarene Church, many agencies, I think we have over 45 agencies, nonprofits, groups coming, where the homeless can come and have help to maneuver through how do they receive the services that they deserve.
And to get you maybe to fit that into the framework, too, of the other things the commission does. I mean, you are able to customize your local mission to quite a degree, it feels like. I mean, you look at our issues of children, families, homeless fits into this. Mm-hmm. This category, is that right?
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of the commissions is we receive state and federal dollars, and there's some restrictions. But what we're able to do is, like you said, we customize it to our community. So the dollars stay here, and we work on projects that the community wants us to work on. We're not driven by somebody telling us what we have to do. And homelessness, we identified about 6-7 years ago as a growing need, and part of it came out of the close relationship we have with the school district, and we started watching the rising number of homeless youth and their families, and that is the number one, that's the greatest number we have of homeless in this community. It's not the few men we see on the street or mm-hmm. on the end of the grocery stores or walking down 101. We have a really high amount of youth. Last year was 471.
Yeah.
Many of those, 80 of those were unaccompanied, meaning they didn't have a parent. But the rest of those, almost 400, are youth with their families that need our support to get through.
Barb, maybe we can bring Elise into the conversation, because how is it that you began to look at Vistas and say, this is going to be a great resource for us, and all of your Vistas, like Elise, have just been phenomenal individuals.
3 years, well, actually it was 4 years ago, Community Services Consortium put out a request for proposal for an AmeriCorps VISTA, and in that proposal, you had to work on reducing poverty in your community and build mm-hmm. capacity. And so this was a perfect match for us to bring in an AmeriCorps VISTA. So it's a competitive grant application that we put out. We've been, so this is our third year that we've had the pleasure of having an AmeriCorps VISTA. Last year we actually had two. And so, yeah, I want Elise to be able to talk a little bit about why she chose to get into the AmeriCorps VISTA program.
Lincoln County Connections, we're talking about Project Homeless Connect. The Commission on Children and Families, Barbara Doherty's here, Elise Jordan is here. And Elise, I think you've just kind of landed in Lincoln County rather recently. When did you get here?
I got here a month ago.
About a month ago, huh? So are you acclimating well to the coastal lifestyle?
It's beautiful here, and the community has been extremely welcoming, so it's been easy to get acclimated. Definitely.
Well, can you tell us about where in your career, as far as your schooling, that you kind of decided to take the VISTA route?
Absolutely. I began college in Winona, Minnesota, at Winona State, and I got my degree in social work.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I had worked some different odd jobs, and I wanted to do practice within the community, something directly related to social justice and human services. And I had some friends that were other AmeriCorps, and they had told me about the opportunity that existed for folks who are either just out of college or trying to get back into the workplace and what the program looks like. And I did some research, and I just was really awed by the fact that not only does this give the young professional an opportunity to get involved in their community, but there's also a lot of focus on goals and continuing education along the process. But really, just the connection within the community that you serve really spoke to me.
Is there anything you can pinpoint as far as, you know, your upbringing, things that you've seen that made you feel passionate about social issues?
Actually, yes. My mom has been a clinical social worker for 30 years, and sometimes she would come to me and we would talk about maybe a hard case she faced at work, and mm-hmm. That definitely ignited a passion to help others and always offer a helping hand.
So how has she, I mean, she's passionate about that career, sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that I definitely ran with. I knew right out of high school that I wanted to go into social work because there's so many different populations that are facing really hard issues in their lives. And so I'd just like to be a resource to them.
It seems like the vistas that you've had, we had Kaya Daniels and Lola Jones, and there are several others
Belinda
throughout the
Gittleman.
County.
Yeah.
Chloe Rico, and you know, all of you are just so focused. Gosh, I wish I was this focused when I was in school.
Right, when we interview, usually it's interviewing over the phone because Elise came from Minnesota. It's amazing the applications we get, such as highly qualified young people who have a lot of passion mm-hmm. to make a change in their community. And so we're real excited to have Elise here working on, her focus is on homelessness. So everything that she will be doing until August, she's with us. So she's here for 11 months now. And we'll be working on making, building capacity and trying to see what we can do to improve the life of those living homeless.
Yeah, it seems like you've really hit the ground running. You know, you've got some flyers out, and I know you're making contacts. You recently had an organizational meeting. How are you guys feeling so far about the participation, and do you have any ideas how many more people you still need to pull in for the next event?
Absolutely. Well, one thing that I really appreciated coming on, this being the third year AmeriCorps, is that the organizational structure with the steering committee surrounding Project Homeless Connect is so well organized, and everybody kind of has their focus group. You know, there's the food and the logistics and, you know, just everything overall has been really streamlined for me to definitely dive in and get involved. And Tamara Rosser is our volunteer coordinator at RSVP, and she has really helped in the coordination, and I'm just trying to act in support of everything that she's accomplished so far. And we are definitely giving a push for volunteers, and just such an amazing opportunity. Like, the goal really is to reduce the barriers of obtaining services in one location on one day for homeless individuals and families, as well as on the volunteer side of things, we're really connecting with our neighbors. And so that's why we're really encouraging of folks to come forward and join us at the Church of the Nazarene on October 6th. The orientation for volunteers starts at 8:30 in the morning. It runs all day. You can come for 3 hours. You can stay the whole day, come for lunch. I will, again, just reiterate that the application can be found on the web at homelessinlincolncounty.org. And I'll put my phone number out there if that's okay. If anybody has any questions or comments and ways that they would like to get involved, don't hesitate to call me. My number is area code 541-265-9883.
So maybe we should put in the context, we're talking a lot of people show up for this, not only volunteers, but organizationally. Mm-hmm. You guys have a big challenge in terms of coordinating. Mm-hmm. We got services here on this day.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about some of those services individuals will receive?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from looking at the manuals and everything like that, over the past 4 years, we've been able to help over 200 homeless individuals and offered such a clearinghouse of close to 50 social service agencies. The Lions van comes out, the dental van. We have a really strong support with our county and city government, the Select House. Folks come and they have a, and that's just mentioning a few, but folks come and they have a table, and then when the guests come in, they kind of have a small needs assessment, and then that way the volunteers take them by the hand and really show them the services that are available in a kind of a convention or a fair-like environment. And that way they're able to make sure that all their needs are met. And in the middle of that, there's a hot, delicious meal. And there's a store with an abundance of tangible goods that they can get the things that they need to.
And, you know, one of those misconceptions that it seems like individuals realize who volunteer, or maybe we need to emphasize this in advance, that we're not talking to just, you know, acute homeless issues where we identify, individuals. We're talking about potential families, and you want to encourage, you know, both the volunteers to realize it's a chance to maybe connect and realize that, you know, it's not the stereotype that I think still has a kind of a myth around homelessness.
Absolutely. This really gives the community a chance to connect with the face of homelessness and move it beyond perhaps what their perceptions might be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of compassion. There's real dignity. It's a beautiful day. We push for at least 150 volunteers. And so that's why we're here. You know, we're really pushing. We want you to come out and spend the day with us. And last year we served about 175, 180 people who came to seek services. And sometimes we can meet all their needs. Sometimes it's a process they have to go through, and we're not able to complete everything on that day. But it gives those that are struggling in this community an understanding that there are a lot of other people that are living here that care about them.
Okay, looks like we have 3 minutes left. I think you have said before that people can participate on different levels, mm-hmm. so you can come and be kind of a chaperone.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other options if you want to fit in and maybe that's not for you? Or
you know, the best is to contact RSVP, pick up an application, and then you can put in what you're, if you're a little timid, if you don't want a one-to-one, you just want to do some peripheral work. And that's the beauty of having RSVP is we'll get you fit in to wherever it's best for you. And I want to throw a quick shout out too. We're collecting underwear, socks, and sleeping bags. We went over, we gave out over 1,000 pairs of socks last year. We ran out. Over 500 pairs of underwear, we ran out. Over 100 sleeping bags, and we ran out.
Wow.
So bring those to our office, Yaquinta View School, Commission on Children and Families. We have several churches collecting, but we still need more.
Yeah, if you're living in a tent, for example, you're going to go through your sleeping bag and those types of items rather quickly, especially when it's on a day.
Things get wet here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it's coming up. It's October
6th.
Okay. And once again, you want to volunteer, rsvp.org or rsvpoflincolncounty.org.
And you can go to the Lincoln County website, your main page. It's been uploaded.
Right.
We have a volunteer application there, TLC, Credit Union. You can stop in, any of them in the county, pick up an application.
Okay. And also, if you want to contact Elise directly through the commission, that was?
541-265-9883.
And I just would like to say thanks for coming on the program. I know it just seems like it's developing the synergy, but you know, obviously every year you need more people. So
thank you very much for having us, Casey.
Well, I am so glad that you came on the program. We're going into our sixth year, right?
This is our fifth.
Our fifth year.
Yeah, fifth annual.
Yeah. But last year we did two. We did one in Lincoln City, so it's actually our sixth event. So you're right on.
Well, and
yeah.
When will we have our next one after this?
In the spring. We'll do one up in Lincoln City in the spring. So we've started doing two because the need is so high. We do free bus transportation all day, but it's difficult for everybody to get here.
Okay. Well, you have been listening to a program about Project Homeless Connect. They're looking for you to volunteer on our program today. We had Barbara Doherty. She's the Director of Commission and Families. Elise Jordan, she's a new AmeriCorps VISTA. Thank you both for coming on the program. And I do want to remind everyone that next week, same time, same place, we will do Lincoln County Connections as part of this Lifestyle on the Oregon Coast programming. Thanks for listening, and have a terrific day.